You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. All right, we've got a good call here today. There's some beef between an owner and a property manager.
Hi, I have a rental manager that's taking care of all the rentals for our studio condo in Northern Michigan. And it seems like we're getting a few lower reviews because of things that maybe she could have done a better job communicating about. We've reached out to her multiple times to ask for a little bit more communication to guests, more proactive communication, I should say, either once they've checked in, reminding them that she's available if they have any questions or comments, or perhaps following up with them with a text or a phone call, just to make sure that they had a great stay. But our rental manager is really resistant to this and gave us a list of all the things that she is doing. And I believe she is doing a lot of things, but we're also paying her to be the communication point for our guests since we don't have access to them. How do you handle a situation like this where you no, it's better to proactively communicate, but the person who's in charge isn't actually doing that?
We could dissect this in lots of different ways, but there are a couple of key things that, like words that I want to pull out. The first one, I'm just going to put out there. She said, my hands are tied. To me, when you are the owner of the property, you are the CEO of the business, and maybe you do have a contract with that property manager, but I don't know, just same with an employee or a team member. When is it time to say goodbye if they're not listening to, you know, your request? That's going off the, you know, all the way to the spectrum. But I just want to offer to anybody that has a property manager out there, like, I don't want you to feel like your hands are tied.
Well, the even if you say your hands are tied, we've talked about this before where the host and the property manager need to feel in partnership. Mm-hmm. So if you have this, if you're in a relationship, whether it's like a friendship, a business partnership, or romantic, and you feel like your hands are tied, mm-hmm. it's unhealthy at that point. And so, that's telling right there.
And the other thing is when she said that the property manager gave her a list of things she is doing. When it said that list of things that she's doing a lot of things. Was that in response specifically to communication? So I think if we're going to hone in on this specific communication is seeing what the communication cadence is, I would take a look at your property manager and the other properties that they're managing. Is this something that you see throughout the whole portfolio? If it's something that's happening throughout the whole portfolio, that's really telling.
Like if the other reviews are just as low as hers.
Yes. And really pinpointing what was said in that review. Was it just communication? Trying to really do a deep dive on what the guest is looking for.
I was telling Annette, obviously, listeners, we don't know the entire, we have one side. Plus, you know, there are of course things that we would dig in if we had more information or if we were able to ask questions. But if this is a property manager with a lot of properties and a system in place, mm-hmm. to change the cadence sometimes is a lot more difficult than just adding another message, right? Mm-hmm. Like if it's going over all properties, she might have it set. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't need fixed or tweaked or updated. But so there's that. I do want to say that since we don't have all that information, it sounds like the owner is unhappy with the communication and the PM isn't willing to budge. Something she could do that could potentially be in her control is she said that when the guests arrive, letting her know they can reach out to the property manager, she feels like there's no like invitation to reach out. Maybe she could put some physical things in the property.
Yep. I like that.
So that the property manager, so okay, property manager, if you're not willing to change your cadence of guest outreach and being proactive, I'm going to put some stuff in the home to let guests know that they can reach out to you. Maybe it's a magnet on the fridge or a table tent or, you know, something that's very like simple, clean, clear. Please reach out to Susie Q. Here's her number. Have you any questions? Like there's things that maybe meet her in the middle there. And again, when you hire a property manager, they should be your partner. And if there's not a feeling of give and take, if it sounds like the trust is gone. And when the trust is gone, if you don't feel like they are looking out for your best interests with sensible logic, then I think the partnership is gone.
And also very much about the way that you approach it too. Is this in passing? Is this in emails? Do you guys meet quarterly to talk about the property? Because I can tell you this. This is one thing that I want every host, co-host, someone that works at the property manager, there is a time and place for bringing up things like this. I know that like when someone's checking in, checking out right after the review comes in, there can be heightened emotions. So sometimes waiting, Sarah, you know this, if someone sees a review or sees a question from a guest and that's, you don't even have enough time to like digest it or come back. So I would encourage everybody to take a minute, let the dust settle from things and how and when the communication goes down with maybe a negative review or a guest complaint, something like that, just to give it a little bit of breathing room so emotions aren't at the highest.
Let's assume the PM has a great cadence of communication and the owner is just, maybe there's something else that's rubbing the owner the wrong way and she's looking for something to just, you know what I mean? So I just...
And also, this is another way, like Sarah, I love that you said, maybe put something physically in the property that makes the guest feel really held and that someone is available for them. But also maybe just in that copy, making sure you're listing wherever people are booking. Is there something that your the way that you're marketing your place isn't being followed up on? So if that's the case too, we need to make sure that your marketing lines up with how they're being taken care of when they're there. There might be a little bit of a mismatch.
It seems it's very elementary to reach out to the guests after the stay is complete and see how everything went. Obviously, I know some people reach out the night before they check out. But to like, once everything's done, they're on their way, especially if they haven't left a review yet. That's your opportunity to like, one last time, how was your stay? We hope to see you back. And if the PM isn't doing that. That's interesting.
And also, this is a great time for everybody. Like, always taking a look at, is it something that you want to do yourself? Is there somebody else out there that would love to have your business? It's not necessarily a bad thing either when some of these things come to an end. So let us know how it goes. But I can tell you this, the way that you're feeling and that hands tied, we don't want you feeling like that. This is your property and same with them. So we want to make sure that you squash that because that doesn't feel good for anybody's relationship. But thank you for calling in. Follow up, let us know. Sarah, I feel like we need to start taking some of these calls live so we can go back and forth. We'll have to, maybe that's a next year. Sarah loves when I have lots of ideas.
Now she says it here on a podcast. So now all of our listeners are like, when are you going to do this live?
Well, we're going to have to take the show on the road and then we'll do it live action hosting.
You guys, I have to sign off or she's going to completely add so much to our plate.
Or you're going to be coming to all your homes.
With that, my name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.